Well, good morning, everybody. All right. You know, I was listening to Steve this morning, or the Wednesday night service this morning. And, you know, and he's looking in Proverbs. It really struck interest, really the only thing that really came to mind really all morning long. But it says in Proverbs 3, chapter 3, verse 5, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding." And not lean on thy, not unto thine own understanding. Now I know, and it kind of just rings bells in scriptures and kinds of things, and you know, talking about the carnal mind and Romans 8 and how it's enmity against God. And, you know, I could just see where the children of Israel, when they constantly saw what was before them instead of believing God, because what was before them in the carnal mind report that was there in front of them and their own understanding is what they would believe instead of trust the Lord. Now, it's quite frankly pretty easy. I mean, I don't know. For me, it's pretty easy. Maybe not for you guys, but for me to believe my own carnal mind and on my own carnal mind and my own understanding is a pretty easy thing to do. I mean, because let's face it, I'm looking at a situation or I'm looking at a certain thing and I'm going, what a freaking mess, right? I mean, how is this any good and how can this ever be turned around? It's pretty easy. I mean, when you're the children of Israel and you see the army of the, you know, the when you see the most powerful nation's army bearing down on you and you're faced up against a sea, and it's very easy to go, oh, we are going to die. Right? It's like going down a drag strip, you lose control of the vehicle, and you're going sharp left all of a sudden at 300 miles per hour. I mean, you're looking at that, there's no way out of this thing. It's easy. I don't know about you, but I know for me, it's pretty darn easy for me to look at situations and messes and all these kinds of things, lean on my own understanding, and get myself in all kinds of trouble. Because I start believing that report instead of the one where the scripture tells me to trust in the Lord. And, but you know, it's kind of, I would have to say, sad as well that goes on, is that how many times yet the Lord has shown up mightily in those situations that are there before you that are just absolutely way too big. And he showed up in a way that is like abundantly above all I can ask or think. Well, he's shown me that many times. But yet it's kind of funny to me in my ignoranus and my stupidness. And I wouldn't even say ignorant would be very kind. Okay, because ignorant means you really don't know any better. Do you know what I mean? You're ignorant of something that you just don't know any better. It's like Linda, I mean, she can see when I'm like on the working the computer there, she can see my raw ignorance about the thing. I don't know the computer. I don't know how it works. I'm like, how do you get back to that other screen that was there before? I mean, I clicked in this thing. Now the option is like, just click on that arrow right there. You know, I'm sure she's going, duh, I mean, come on, man. All right. And so, but that's being ignorant of something. I don't know about computers. I don't know about any of these things. Now, stupid is this. Stupid is where you actually know better, but you go and you do it anyway. See, that's stupid. To me, I've seen some stupid moves that I, of course, done. But if you just watch football, for an example, It's like a guy hanging on. You got a coach that tries this play again. And I've seen this like in the national championship with LSU versus Alabama a few years ago. And I was thinking to myself, this coach is being so stupid right now. He's actually a pretty good coach. But what he was trying to do and what he was doing at that point was stupid. And the reason why it was is because he kept trying to make this play over and over and over again. It was like the same exact play, and Alabama would stop it. And not just stop it, they would like you lose yards over it, and they turn around and punt. And then they get the ball back miraculously somehow, some way, either being scored on and getting kicked to them or getting punted back to them. And the defense miraculously was able to stop Alabama for a second or some kinds of things. But what did he do again? He'd do the same exact play yet again. Now, I look at that stupidity, and we also see it with the children of Israel and their stupidity. Like, look, if you follow after other gods and choose to swerve away from your own God, bad things will happen. What do? They swerve away from their own gods, choose to serve other gods. Bad things happen. It's stupid. I mean, there's like a record of stupidity that happens. Now, I'm really capitalizing on this morning. You're probably going, what is the point? All right, we get it. We had stupid. All right, got it. But the thing is how stupid can we be sometimes when it comes to the Lord? How stupid can we be when it comes to what He's able to do? How stupid can we be at times when we face up time and time again, and the Lord has shown Himself to be faithful, shown Himself to be true, shown Himself to be way better than our ways on every single front, and somehow manages to teach us, stupid people, or me, stupid people, lessons throughout what He's able to do and accomplish. It's just amazing. Absolutely amazing. And the thing that when you know, talking about trust in the Lord and lean not on thine own understanding, that own understanding of yours is stupid. And that's the point I really want to get to. It's really just stupid. Now, I say this, but I also am in the same boat where I fall into that snare and that trap on a regular basis. It's just the truth. And it ain't right. I'm not justified in that. The scripture says, trust in the Lord and lean not on thine understanding. The Lord has shown Himself to be faithful. He's shown Himself to be able to accomplish anything that He's called me to do. He's shown Himself in all these things. So why do I yet fall into the snare? Well, quite frankly, all I can come up with the answer is, I'm stupid. And it's in that place because it's I don't know about you guys, but it's in that place where you yet choose, when you even fall in that stupidity, what does the scripture say? It says what? Count it all joy when you what? Fall into divers temptations. Many different temptations. Because where you put your trust, your hope, everything back in to the sufficiency of the blood of Christ, of what He has done and what He's able to accomplish. So you see at your own way, when you yet lean, I don't know about you, but when I yet lean on my own understanding, it is like that football coach trying to constantly make the same play that absolutely does not work in this situation or time. Now it might work the last game, or it might work the next game, or it might work a quarter from then, or whatever the case may be. But for that time, that leaning on thine own understanding in this sense, well, leaning on thine own understanding is nothing we should ever do, quite frankly. But it's amazing that, look, if we can just yet turn away from that and actually let go of that carnal mind and let go of leaning on thine own understanding, look, there's a freedom there. Okay, there's a freedom there because I know what binds people up is they do look at these situations and they lean on thine own understanding, and it's a binding. It's not a freeing thing. What happens? They get bound with the fear of the thing that is there before them. They get bound to the situation. They get put underneath the circumstance instead of rising above that circumstance and trust in the Lord. That was Israel's, the first generation of Israel's biggest hang-up. That's why they never entered into the promised land, was just that right there. And it, to me, is a constant reminder. It is a constant reminder because I find myself where, look, I got two ways I can go. I can be like that first generation, or I can listen to that old man. It's the same thing. If you want to look at the first generation and the old man, it's identical. It's absolutely identical. If you want to look at the second generation who received the promises of God and received that promised land, you can look at that as like your new man. It's identical. It's identical, and his scripture really shows us that throughout the New Testament, many times over, that is the case. And so really, what report do you want to believe? What report do you want to walk in? What report is it that you want to have? All right, because you can walk into that, in that old man, and lean on your own understanding and look at things with your own carnal mind and perceive what you see in the natural and all these things. You can look at all those things and get absolutely overtaken and overruled by all those things. You can. Or you can be like the second generation, not caring that the soldiers in Jericho or the giants that lay down before you are there, that, look, man, God is bigger than all those things. God is way bigger than those things. And what he has done is he promised me this land. I am going to take this land. I mean, is it no difference in the situations where the Lord has called you to be? Whether it be a wife to a husband, a servant to a master, a husband to his an authority, a husband to his wife, husband or a father to his children, a mother. I mean, in all situations here, is not these things, I don't know about you, but they are way too big for me naturally. They're just absolutely too big. And they look like giants. They look like things that can absolutely take me over and kill me and destroy me. I want to run away from it. Look, just being here for an example, all right, being here and doing what having the Lord call me to do a certain work down here, I want to run. I want to run. I want to flee. I want to go away, not do this, and go to Texas and go, all right, Steve, here I am, man. What do you want me to feed the sheep today? What is it you want me to do, you know? Very easy, very simple, you know. Because I look at all these things, they're way too big for me. But I know the Lord is well able. And so there's two different roads that I could choose to believe God and trust in what he is able to do and what he is able to accomplish through me in this situation, or even use me in a way that I have no idea that he's going to use me in some stupid kind of sort of way that I have no idea, and then he uses me that way, and it's like a praise the Lord. That's exactly what he wanted me there for. That's exactly how he wanted me to use me. Well, then praise be to God, and it shows forth his glory and what he's able to do. Then praise God, hallelujah. But see, look, I can believe to either choose to believe and trust the Lord and not lean on my own understanding, put that old carnal mind off, put that old man down to death. Or I can believe that new man. I can believe in the new man, which the Lord gave me. Which what? He believeth all things. He hopeth all things. He endureth all things. So it's like a battle. Which way do we go? And it's such a simple choice. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. But it's like, do you want to be a winner or do you want to be a loser? And not in the way that you see naturally, okay? Because look, I mean, if you look at Stephen and going down and getting stoned to death, I mean, does that look like a winner? No, if you look down and then naturally and in your own carnal mind and your own understanding, what you would see there was loss, failure. Well, no, that wasn't loss or failure. That was victory. That was absolute victory. He went to go be with the Lord and did that which the Lord would have him do. And the Lord was moved so much that he stood. It caused him to stand up and receive Stephen. And Stephen was perfect in love. And I tell you why he was perfect in love was because he said, lay not this sin to their charge. I don't know about you. You start stoning me, man. I want to pull out a gun and blow your head off. Far from it. That's how I am, naturally. But he was perfect in love. Now, how he was perfect in love was a thing that the Lord had done within Stephen. And Stephen had simply chose to trust in the Lord and lean not on his own understanding. And you see the examples of faith in Hebrews. You see people to what? Where they have chosen to what? Trust in the Lord and lean not on thine own understanding. And it's just such an important thing. And it could be a very victorious thing. It could be a very freeing thing. Because to be leaning on thine own understanding is you're under the circumstances. You're ruled by what? The fear of everything in that circumstance. You're absolutely ruled by it. It drives you. See, when you're trusting in the Lord and leaning not on thine own understanding, what rules you is the Lord. And that circumstance that is around you is not ruling you. It's not controlling you. You are not ruled by it, but yet you overcome it in the power of the Lord. And you're able to see with his eyes and with his perspective and watch him be able to turn that situation that's upside down right side up. Because you see many, 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 many times where how the Lord moves mightily was the only way to accomplish the thing that he needed to get accomplished was by some amazing circumstance that was way too big for anybody. I mean, if you even just take a look at Paul and Silas, for an example, and the Lord wanted Paul to, he had a vision of the guy that he was praying to know the Lord, and he was sent to this place. There was no other way for this jailer that was there to receive Christ. And that was the vision that Paul was given to. Now, Paul had no idea when he went to the town that he was going to be stoned or beaten and thrown in the uttermost parts of the prison. He had no idea of these things. But yet, that's the thing what happened. But he had trusted the Lord in what? Lean not on his own understanding. Now, in that circumstance, I hate to say it, but man, if that was me right then and there, I'm going, what are we doing? I must have not listened to the Lord. I must have took a left-hand turn when I was supposed to take a right-hand turn. We're doomed. I'm going to die. It's over. Oh. Lord, have mercy on me because I messed up and did not listen to you somewhere. It's the truth. That's how most of us would be, really, quite frankly, if you're honest with yourself. But that's not what the Lord has called us to be, and that's not what the Lord has called us to do. It's not to be under that circumstance, but over it. To rise above the circumstances. And that victory, you don't know how that's going to look. Or the accomplishing of his will. We don't know how that's going to happen. Or what his mind is. In the sense of his ways are higher than our ways. We can learn his ways, amen. part of learning His ways is trust in the Lord and lean not on thine own understanding. That's part of it. And you can watch and you can see Him move in a way that, look, I mean, Paul, when he came to that understanding, he came to that understanding that, look, man, the Lord is well able. And whatever things I must suffer for Him is what He was going to do. And that the Lord, if He sent him there for some reason and he's getting beaten, there's a reason why this was happening. And what happened was when he came through to the other side and he ministered unto that jailer and these things, he got baptized and received the Lord Jesus Christ, he got his answer. And he was praising the Lord. But you know what? He was praising the Lord before that. Could you imagine that? I mean, that's how we ought to be. I mean, if you take a look, I think it was Hannah in the scripture. I love this story of Hannah. Because Hannah, when she was given a promise, all right, she was given a promise. She came to Eli. I think it was Eli, the priest of Eli. And she came to Eli and she's all, man, she's barren. She can't have kids. She wants one. And she wants one. So she goes to the priest, and the priest thinks she's all drunken and all these kinds of things, and she's not. She tells him her sorrow and all these things. Eli says, man, look, you will have children and all these, and this is what's going to happen. You know, and I know that Hannah says, look, if you, Lord, if you give me a child, I will give him unto you and all these things. And what happened? She did that. But what the thing was is when she got the word of the Lord that, look, that she was going to have a child, she was excited. Her countenance changed. She believed that report even though it did not even happen yet. It didn't even happen. But man, she was excited and joyful and jumping with joy. She was so excited about that. Like it had already happened. It had already happened for her. That's how excited she was. And it did happen. And not only did she have Samuel, which she did give unto the Lord, but she had many children after that. Many children after that. If we can yet learn to just be excited at what the Lord is able to do before we even see it and be able to trust in Him and not lean on our own understanding, that is a good first step. And I think the reason why I'm talking about this so much this morning and actually preaching upon it this morning is because, look, I need to hear it myself. Because like I was saying this morning, looking at the situations, leaning on my understanding is something it's easy for me to do. Sometimes I buy into that report. Sometimes I buy into that lie. Sometimes I buy into the lie that it's hopeless, it's too big, it's never going to happen, it's never going to get accomplished. The things that I'm facing up against are way too big for me, and there's no way that I'm going to make it through to the other side. These giants in the land, they're going to overtake me. They're going to kill me. I cannot bear it. I don't know about you, but I've been really, really just this past week, I've been caught up in those situations and those things and leaning on my own understanding. Quite frankly, it's a stupid place to be in, and it's a miserable existence to be in. I can testify of that because I know it all too well. All too well. But I got to shake off that nonsense. I got to put that old carnal mind down. I got to quit leaning on my own understanding and what I see out here carnally that is there before me. I need to start trusting in the Lord and what He is able to do, because time and time again, has He not shown Himself faithful? Yes, He has. Yes, He has. That's a place where we all ought to dwell. And you take that story like Hannah, I should get all excited about what the Lord has done. I should get all excited about what the Lord is going to do. But there's a lot of a lot in just trusting the Lord that I could go on, but right now I'm just going to stop with all that and be done for the day. That's it.